No Disclosure is overjoyed to say that we are sponsored by DistroKid. If you are an independent musician who wants to get their music out there on every streaming platform imaginable, this is the place to go. I'm picky with sponsors. I would only allow one to be a part of this only if I myself use the product, and I've released all of my solo albums as well as singles through DistroKid. Only $20 a year, unlimited uploads, and you keep 100% of your royalties. That is madness. I can tell you from personal experience and being a musician for a very long time, record labels do not work that way. As a matter of fact, DistroKid has made history by doing so, marking the first time ever that an artist high on the charts made 100% of their earnings. You're not alone in this. Major record labels are now looking to DistroKid for new talent. My albums are worldwide. Yours should be too. By going to the link in the description of this episode, you get 7% off the first year of an already insane, measly $20 a year to upload unlimited music that you have created and want to share with the world. By going to the link I am providing in this episode's description, you support No Disclosure, you save some money off the first year. Did I mention it's only $20 a freaking year? And you get your music heard, which in the end is the most important thing. My name is Cuban Billy. I might seem a little silly, but when I play my maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Have you seen the AI thing? This is from, well, I got it from IFL Science, but it's been everywhere today. I don't know if it just broke today because I'm not looking at the actual article itself because I just spent the last hour looking at the evidence. Remember the Patterson film? If you think Bigfoot, you know, the most famous quote-unquote cryptid or Bigfoot footage ever fucking recorded was recorded in 1967, Super 8 camera, really shaky, you know, like 0.0 negative 1,000 frames per second. Just terrible looking video, but intriguing nonetheless. Well, AI has taken a crack at it and did some pretty amazing stuff. Ended up stabilizing and cleaning up the film footage, making it insanely clear. The AI did some pretty interesting shit. It scoured the internet looking for a high resolution picture or, you know, of that area, like a panoramic view, some kind of picture of that exact area, found one and was using that in its internal algorithm to help clean up the film, not only stabilizing the thing, but making it clear as piss. And a lot of people are saying, including me, that it shines a light on this footage that kind of makes you go, I knew it was bullshit. It's an intriguing piece of footage. It's amazing. But the people who are just, you know, Bigfoot all the way, they're just saying, no, the AI put something in there. No, it did not. The AI just cleaned it up. You see the feet? That's what got me was the feet. See, people are saying, this just looks like a dude walking around in a gorilla suit, you know. Will it stabilize like that? Loses all of its mystique? It, you know, it was the shakiness and the shitty-looking video that really sold it. And without that, it seriously looks like a dude just walking around in an ape suit. That's what it looks like. It's some guy. I'm telling you, that's what it looks like. It's not freaky looking at all. What got me was the feet. The feet were completely flat, like there were shoes or a board or something. Didn't see any outlines of any toes, didn't see any arches, didn't see any skin at all. Just looked like a flat board. Have you ever seen monkeys with large breasticles? You know, like orangutans, my former mother-in-law. You know, have you ever seen people like that with just real big, you know, just kind of saggy tatas? Well, you know, like apes, you know, as in orangutans, former mother-in-law, you know, that kind of stuff, as in apes. These things don't bounce, they don't move or anything. And of course, my eye's going to go right to the titties. Doesn't matter if it's human or not. It just, it doesn't look natural at all. So, yes, the creature itself is still unidentified. And a lot of people are saying, okay, this proves it. This proves that it's fake. I always thought something was really off about that piece of footage. I always thought there was something about it that was bullshit, couldn't prove it, whatever. This just further strengthens my theory. I'm serious, guys. This just looks like a guy walking around in a Billy's former fucking mother-in-law suit. That's what it looks like. But AI, pretty amazing what it did. It's fascinating. This thing is in 4K now. It's stabilized. Fucking incredible. Welcome to No Disclosure. This podcast is brought to you by Spotify, Prevail Guitar Works, and DistroKid. This podcast is where we go on the news, see what's happening in the world, and based like fine, expensive turkeys and the sheer audacity and craziness that is our news media. So this is what we have in the news today, kids. It's going to be a good one. Yeah, not good one. It's going to be a good one. G-O-O-D apostrophe N. It's a Kentucky thing that I've learned. It's going to be a good one. Is NBC... I got problems. It's at NBC4.com, Columbus, Ohio. Okay, let's read the... let's read the heading. Listen. Shoot them. Suspects demand more cheese in Chipotle robbery. This is from... this is from Columbus, Ohio. Two suspects are accused of robbery after they allegedly became enraged over their order at a Chipotle restaurant in the Brewery District. On Tuesday, March 28th, Columbus police responded to reports of a robbery on the 400 block. I don't give a shit what the address is. Why do you guys always do that? Their two customers reportedly became enraged over an order in which they demanded more goddamn cheese. The suspects cornered one employee, ripped off the hat, yeah, then engaged in a fight when other employees came to the first employee's aid. One of the suspects pulled out a gun over cheese, while the other suspect repeatedly said, shoot them. Yes, someone was willing to commit murder over not having extra cheese. So what I ask is, as a rational, normal human being, why are these people in trouble? Why? Why are we even talking about this? I don't get my cheese. Oh, boy. I don't get my... Oh. You know that big-ass crater in Mexico? Yeah, there used to be a Taco Bell there. Motherfuckers forgot my cheese. That's what I'm wondering. Why are these guys... Why are these people in trouble? Chipotle doesn't give you their cheese? Yeah. Yeah. There are some countries that's punishable by death. Now, jokes aside, this is fucking insane. Ohio Crime Stoppers, all right? Oh, no one is caught yet. Holy shit. They're offering a cash reward for any information leading to the arrest of Cheese Man or indictment of the persons or person or persons or person responsible for this crime. Anybody with information about the Chipotle cheese robbery is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 614-461-TIPS. Okay. 614-461-8477 or go to stopcrime.org and email your tip. Not, you know, you're, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They threw chairs, trash cans. On their way out of the restaurant, they took a cell phone from a person. They're just like, give me that. I'm taking this. Don't give me extra cheese. I'm taking this phone. I'm fucking taking it. I don't care if it's yours or not. Bastards didn't give me my cheese. This world's gone fucking crazy. People are pulling out guns. One guy is demanding that people be shot over extra cheese. Man. All jokes aside, that's pretty fucking crazy. Whew, I'm amazed it didn't happen in fucking Florida. This is from Fox News. Texas man uses an Apple AirTag to track down the person who stole his truck and then killed him. Wow. Talking about things going to shit. Yeah. Police in San Antonio, Texas. Apple, this is a good ad for you guys. Apple AirTag apparently works really, really well. You guys could put this in a commercial or something, you know? Just picture this. Let me pitch it to you, Apple, okay? Let me pitch it. Some guy is outside whacking off in the weeds, you know, because he wants to go home. His wife ain't giving him nothing, so he doesn't want to cheat on her, right? So he stops on the side of the road, whacks it in the ching-wongs, and then, you know, he's going to go back in the truck and go home. while he's, you know, auditioning the finger puppets right next to the Ching Wongs, somebody steals his truck, grabs his Apple AirTag, tracks the guy down, and cuts his fucking head off. That's a good ad, because you're showing that it works in a real-world scenario. Apple, you know? Yeah. But what happened in real life here? Let's find out. The San Antonio Police Department said the incident happened on Wednesday on the city's southeast side at a shopping center, according to KHOU or Cole. The truck's owner used the Apple AirTag tracking device to see where the truck was located. Officers said, officials said, well, same fucking thing, Billy, you idiot. They received a stolen vehicle report at 1 p.m. on Wednesday out of a home in North San Antonio. Police said that the truck's owner used the AirTag to track the vehicle 20 miles from where it was stolen. The alleged thief was not aware that the vehicle was being tracked. Well, no fucking shit. I could have deduced that. Oh, wow. Fox. Really, Sherlock fucking Holmes over here. Wow, you guys should write mystery novels. No fucking shit the thief didn't think it was being tracked, or else he wouldn't have stopped the truck. Authorities found several bullet casings in two cars with the windows shot out. You know what else they found? Yeah, the guy who stole it. And he was in a state of not alive. AirTag was designed to help people locate their personal belongings. Well, I'll say it works. Not to track people or another person's property. Well, yeah, I know this, but that's a really good use for it. Apple, there you go. I will give you that idea for that pitch for the commercial absolutely free. The whole thing's on me. But I do want to be mentioned somewhere in the commercial. Maybe someone's wearing a no disclosure shirt. Maybe when the guy's whacking it in the Ching Wongs, he could have a no disclosure logo tattooed on one of his nads or something. You know, you guys are creative. You're creative. This is from what? KATV.com. Canadian super pigs, what's a super pig, threatened to invade the U.S. Experts continue to warn. Ooh. Is it like this killer bee thing back in the 90s, remember? We're all going to be murdered and eaten alive by killer bees. They're coming up from Texas in this big purple cloud, the news says. And then, like, remember what happened? Same thing with Y2K. Remember what happened? The killer bee thing everybody was afraid about? People going out panicking, buying up all the toilet paper and milk. People not listening to Rob Halford, you know, because he said, don't be a toilet paper. People don't listen to Rob anymore. They didn't back in the 90s either. He said, don't be a hoarder. Don't do that. Don't react on fear. They did it anyway. And how many Africanized killer bees came to America? Like 7? Yeah. An invasive species of crossbred super pigs could be... become an issue for the U.S. Experts are continuously sounding the alarm while monitoring the situation. Is a super pig what I think it is?
Spider pig, does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a spider.
Wild pigs have plagued southern states in the U.S. for decades now, according to Smithsonian, with the animals destroying croppages, killing native species while being a walking petri dish of diseases that can spread to the humans. Those pigs reportedly stick to warmer climates, Jesus Christ, like Florida and Texas, but have still managed to cause an estimated $2.1 billion in damage. Okay. A breed of crossbred super pigs threaten northern U.S. states. What? What the fuck? What's a fucking super pig? Reportedly a crossbred, domesticated and wild swine who are larger, hairier, smarter, and boast quick and fruitful reproductive qualities. Oh, so they reproduce like fucking rabbits. They're way bigger and they're considered an invasive thing. They'll tear the living shit out of land and crops and all that. Well, there you go. We're all gonna die. The spider pigs are gonna come here to the U.S. and mess up all your shit. Welcome to the end, kids. This is from AP News. Elephant in the dining room. Startup makes mammoth meatball. Yes, you heard that right. A mammoth meatball. It is exactly what you think it is. Throw another mammoth on the barbie. An Australian company on Tuesday lifted the glass cloche on a meatball made of lab-grown cultured meat using the genetic sequence for the fucking woolly mammoth. Yes. The launch in Amsterdam Science Museum came just days before April 1st, so there was an elephant in the room. Is this for real? Yeah, apparently it was. Cultivated meat, also called cultured or cell-based meat, is made from animal cells. Livestock does not need to be killed to produce it, which PETA fucking love, which advocates say is better not just for the aminals, but also for the environment. This is true. They used publicly available genetic information from the fucking mammoth, filled in missing parts. No, not with frogs. Genetic data from its closest living relative. My former mother-in-law. No, the African elephant. And inserted it into a sheep cell. Giving the right conditions in a lab, the cell multiplied until it was enough to roll up into a really gross-looking meatball. Not gonna lie, it looks like a lump of doo-doo. More than 100 companies around the world are working on cultivated meat products. Wouldn't that be some shit that it gets to a point where you go to your favorite steakhouse, or your favorite steakhouse, or even your favorite steakhouse, and say, I want a slab of fucking mammoth, and they'll do it. Isn't that crazy? I don't have to hop in a time machine and fucking kill animals anymore. That's amazing. Experts say that if the technology is widely adopted, it could vastly reduce the environmental impact of global meat production in the future. I'm happy with that. That's good. You know what cow farts do to the fucking ozone? Yeah, we need to cut down on that shit. I say, kill more cows. But murder doesn't solve everything. I learned that very quickly on my trip to Puerto Rico a few years ago. I'm really going to miss that family of 50, but they looked at me weird. But I learned a lesson that day. Murder only solves some problems. Don't expect this to land on plates around the world anytime soon, though. So far, tiny Singapore is the only country to have approved cell-based meat for consumption. That was helping to sell, because America hasn't approved this yet. Japanese cultivated quail meat, woolly mammoth, dodo meat, not joking. It's a source of protein that people can get just, you know, growing in a lab. That's cool. But the U.S. has not jumped on the bandwagon yet. A lot of people are wondering why. I can tell you exactly why. Because they haven't found a way to fucking poison it yet. Right? They haven't found a way to load up their carcinogens in there. Maybe it's too good for you. Jumbo meatball, on show in Amsterdam, size somewhere between a softball and a fucking volleyball. That's a big difference, you assholes. It's between a softball and a volleyball. Herp, burp, burp. Who was watching this thing being unveiled? Mr. Magoo? Who wrote this fucking article? Stevie Wonder? A softball and a volleyball, that's a hell of a difference. Okay, so it's in between those. It's anywhere from the size of a ping pong ball to the size of the mammoth itself. Well, no shit. That's amazing. This is some really good reporting. Thank you, Mr. Wonder. But yes, mammoth, I almost said mammoth ball. Well, that's what it is. But you know what? I don't just want to be the New York Times here, be cryptic and just say, get yourself a big plate of mammoth balls. No. We're going to be accurate here. Mammoth meatballs. That doesn't sound any better. This is from CBS Texas. Sometimes I'm kind of glad Cassie doesn't listen to this show anymore. Arlington ISD student rescued after getting stuck headfirst in a storm drain. I couldn't say it. How do you get your head stuck in a storm drain? I can understand if you're like 3 years old. What was he doing? He's walking by the storm drain. How do you get your head stuck in there? Did he hear a voice? Did he see something in there?
Hiya, Georgie.
You know, was it one of those things?
Do you want a balloon?
That's what happened, didn't it? Yeah. Except he didn't lose his arm. He just lost his pride. A student has been rescued from a storm drain at an Arlington elementary school. Oh, shit. It was a child. Whoops. Damn it. They made it look like it was an adult, okay? Insert foot and mouth. Here we go again. Water. Yeah, water today. Ooh, that's good. Aquafina. It's very watery. It's got that water kick to it. Yeah, apparently this was a child. Sorry, they made it sound like it was a grown person that did it. How is this weird news? Kids get their shit stuck in shit all the time. This isn't weird. This is normal. Kids are always getting things stuck in things. When I, you know, CBS News, Texas chopper video showed the child's legs in the parking lot, upper torso covered by the storm drain. Damn, he went all out, didn't he? Shit, that kid went for broke. It's like, I'm getting my fucking boat back. I don't care if you're this big celestial being from the multiverse. Give me back my blah, 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 boot. And it went, whoa, this kid's on a lot of fucking Ritalin. But anyway, he's okay. This is from newsnow.com. Woman reportedly broke her teeth. How? You'll never imagine. A woman filed a lawsuit Thursday against a Las Vegas Wendy's. Yeah. She bit into a hamburger. It had pieces of glass-like particles in it. Broke a shitload of teeth. Ugh. Oh. Lawsuit filed in Clark County District Court said, shit. Jennifer Haston accuses the fast food restaurantee on Rancho Drive near what place road? And serving her a hamburger with hard and clear glass-like particles in it. Someone's in trouble. When she began to consume the barger prepared and cooked by Wendy's and had provided to her at the pickup window, she experienced a tremendous sense of shock and fear as her hamburgers were not juicy and tender as expected like mammoth balls, but instead consisted of hard and clear glass-like particles that not only threatened loud crunching and breaking sounds, but in fact, these clear glass-like particles broke a lot of her teeth, kind of like biting into robot balls. Haston then spit out the food into a napkin, describing the pain as excruciating. I can fucking relate. She's asking for damages in excess of 15 grand. Wow. You're a nice lady, I gotta tell you. Asking for only $15,000? Man, I would sue their fucking ass for everything they got. Be like, I want Wendy's pigtails, bitch. That's what I'd be suing them for. You bring that fucking fat ass over here. I want her goddamn pigtails. That's what I'd be suing for. I want Wendy's panties. Anyway, guys, I know I can relate. I actually can. I was eating at a Chinese restaurant one time, and I bit into sweet and sour chicken, and a molar broke in half. I know that initial sense of terror, of complete fear, pain. It was horrible. Turns out it wasn't the Chinese restaurant's fault. Not at all. I used to be stupid, and I used to put things into my body that should not go in there. And I'm a big proponent of, hey, kids, don't do drugs, because one day you're going to be in your 30s, and you're going to have your teeth just fucking dissolve and shatter, which is what I've had dreams before, where I'm so scared of it, and it's happened so many times. I've had one major surgery, root canal, 6 extractions. I mean, it's fucking bad. That's what prescription pill abuse and certain other drugs do to your fucking ass. Don't do drugs, kids. They're a lot of fun. But it's not worth it. When you get fucking 40, no, it's not fun. See, I don't tell my kids, I don't tell them stay away from drugs because they're bad. I tell them, stay away from drugs because you will love them so much that nothing else in your life is going to matter. You'll enjoy it so much, and it'll take these bad things away from you and have these side effects that are just like superhuman, and they're a blast. I'm fucking honest with them. But it'll consume your life so much to where your whole world is going to explode around you, and the only thing that matters is those fucking drugs, and they get more and more expensive. They take more and more. They chip your soul away. You know, alcohol is a blast. I loved getting drunk. It was so much fun. But every time you drink out of that bottle, boy, that bottle drinks out of you too. And I know what that's like. Having your teeth just fucking shatter like that. My heart goes out to you, Miss Lady. It's a terrifying experience. But it looks like in your case, you're going to get a shitload of money out of the deal without having to spend it to fix your face out of your own pocket. Good for you. This episode is brought to you by the Lee Matthias Podcast. Join Lee Matthias for the best discussions on technology. Lee has a love for technology that he wants to share with all of you tech lovers out there. Check out the newest episode. I've been listening to it in preparation for this ad, and I likes. Technology Podcast, Apple Watch, AirPods, Second Generation, Robot Vacuum. Check it out. Latest episode. I've been listening, and I subscribed. So should you. A link to this show will be in this episode's description, so show them some love, guys. CBS Los Angeles. Yukaipa? Y-U-C-A-I-P-A. Yukaipa. What the fuck is it? Where is this place? I've never heard. Where is this? Yukaipa. Where is this place at? Is this in the U.S.? There's podcasters out there that need to pronounce shit. Fix it. Yukaipa couple arrested for allegedly crashing cars for an insurance payout. But they posted the videos to YouTube. Yes. Are you a Yukaipa Wapa Wapa couple? Y-U-C-A-I-P-A. How the fuck do you pronounce that? Yukaipa? Yukaipa. Couple has been arrested for allegedly causing intentional collisions in an attempt to defraud insurance companies. Yeah. According to the... Oh, it's in California. It's in San Bernardino. Are there any Mayans left? Any, like, real ones? Full-blooded Mayans? I want to have a talk with one of you. Okay? I want to say, hey, your ancestors didn't bother to think that there were going to be dumbass podcasters out there that had to report on stuff, that got a job to do, that have to pronounce these places. Small, easy-to-use words. Okay? can't go a day without kind of some racial appropriation. Look, I make fun of my own people too, all right? It's called humor. God damn it, you guys. I can't pronounce the shit. Yeah, I should be making fun of myself. I'm the fucking idiot who can't read it. According to the San Bernardino District Attorney's Office, Christopher Phelps and his wife Kimberly Phelps posted dashcam videos of the crashes on a YouTube channel under the name of Blue3GHO57. What the fuck does that mean? The channel had approximately 162 dashcam videos featuring collisions, attempted or near collisions, and road rage incidents. California Department of Insurance, that's a thing. Sounds like the most lame job ever.
I work for the California Department of Insurance.
Began an investigation after discovering the channel after Christopher was involved in a suspicious collision where he seemed to stop for no apparent reason, causing a truck trailer to hit his vehicle. Looked very intentional, kids. 23 collisions were linked to 17 insurance claims by this motherfucker, all with videos posted on the channel. So not only is he engaging in insurance fraud, he's like, I wonder how else we can get paid by doing this. We have an entrepreneur here.
Water.
That's kind of funny. I should start talking with my mouth over the, you know, with the bottle. Let's see if you can hear me.
Holy fucking shit. Mm.
Ah. 17 claims. Yeah. And all the crashes were posted to the YouTube channel. I say this more often than I should, kids. I'm no master criminal, okay? I've only committed genocide 3-4 times. I've only been linked to about 30,000 explosions in Nicaraguan, you know, villages. But I'm no master criminal here. If you're going to intentionally screw over the insurance company, don't put videos of it on YouTube. Just saying. God, you guys, you're not listening. You're not listening. I said it, what, like a month ago on the show. If you guys know any dumbass criminals, if you know somebody who's not too bright in the gazooga, you know, and they want to come up with a bit of a heist, just say, hey, have you heard No Disclosure? Then maybe they'll think twice about what they is doing. Maybe they'll be like, you know what? This guy's got some sense. My heist isn't going to go down very well. I'm trying to save people here. No Disclosure saves lives, goddammit. We save them because I ended so many. No, this is from this is from ABC.net. Just pro tip, okay? If you're going to cause insurance fraud, don't post the videos on YouTube. This person deserves to be arrested. Motherfucker should be wearing a helmet. Terrigil. Oh, here we go. Another fucking word I can't pronounce. Terrigil? Terrigil. T-E-R-R-I-G-A-L. Oh, my God. I have a genius level IQ. Did you know that? And I can't read these fucking words. Maybe I'm just going senile. We need to come up with a replacement word. Patrick Starr, Surf Lifesaving Club member, shocked over no nudity policy in change rooms. What? A row has erupted at a surf lifesaving club in New South Wales, Central Coast, over its policy regarding nudity in the showers and change rooms. Don't you have to get naked to take a shower? You guys can't put walls up? So what are they saying? At this surf area? No more nudity? In the change rooms? And in the shower area? You guys can't put up fucking walls? That's weird. Okay. Neta Pantel regularly uses the change rooms at the Terrigal Surf Life. You guys got to change that fucking name. Terrigal Surf Life Saving Club. You know what that sounds like if you say it fast? Sounds like the Terrible Surf Life Saving Club. Kind of like my dad when he was married, that fucking moron. They say, would you take, the vow. Do you take your lawful wedded wife? Motherfucking idiot goes, yeah, I take my awful wedded wife. There are people like us that can't speak or think properly. Terrible Surf Life Saving Club. I like that word better. But she recently received a warning letter from the club claiming that she had breached the club's nudity and change rooms policy. The only place where there probably should be an amount of nudity. Child safe policy, it says. You can't put stalls up? What do you do when you gotta take a shit? I imagine you guys have bathrooms, yes? You put doors on the bathrooms. I have a novel idea. Maybe you could put doors on the change room. Whoa, I'm a fucking genius. Put up walls and doors. We've been using them for thousands of years. You don't have to put in some no nudity in the change rooms policy. You're just asking to be fucking memed.
It's a bad message for people. Cover your nudity and be ashamed of it.
I kind of agree with you there. I know it's kind of woke, but no nudity in a changing area? What do you got to do when you take a shit? You got to be like a dog, put it in a bag, you know, little grabby things? This is fucking weird. New South Wales, what the fuck are you guys doing over there? This is from the Journal. That's so fucking weird. Hagerstown man indicted after texting sorry, I could not get through that heading. Oh, listen. I'll tell you why I chuckled. Maybe you'll chuckle in the same spot. Hagerstown man indicted after texting his ex-girlfriend 815 times in 2 days. Jeez.
Obsess much?
A Hagerstown man is facing up to 5 years in prison for allegedly calling his ex-girlfriend more than 800 times in a two-day stretch. Let me tell all you precious fucking snowflakes out there, when somebody tells you no, it means fucking no. And if you don't like no, when you grow up, they're going to put you in fucking prison. Yeah, all you special ones out there that think, oh, this won't happen to me because it's other people. I'm so fucking special that I can stalk people. I cannot be told no as an adult. Yeah, no as a child or as a teenager or young adult, whatever. I know you don't like being told that word. But when you're a fucking adult and someone tells you no, like this motherfucker, 5 years in prison. Prison. Yeah, this is called fucking... I'm serious. This is called stalking. This is fucking crazy. This is called intimidation. Derek Wayne Bowers, 41, was indicted on one count of stalking by a federal grand jury in Martin's. Damn, lady, you should have returned his fucking PS4. You still had his socks, didn't you? The nice ones with Mega Man on them? See? I don't blame him now. His ex-girlfriend, Morgan County, is alleged to have received 815 calls in 48 hours. Fuck. Also have used social media posts to embarrass his ex-girlfriend and interfere with her livelihood. Damn, dude. I'm glad you got away from his ass. Sorry you got stalked for it. But this guy does not sound very mentally capable. You know what I mean? Sounds a little cuckoo bird. I'm glad you got rid of his ass. Sounds like he can really take a fucking hint. Why'd you get with him in the first place? Because he's cute, right? Because you liked his abs. I run into this with women a lot. Men, too. It's not just a woman thing. It makes me sad. I see, and this isn't a joke either. I'm not fucking kidding around. I see all of my friends on social media, Facebook, all these lovely, beautiful people. And they get screwed over by these guys and girls. Mostly, actually, it's women that are getting fucked over by their boyfriends. And I tell them all the time, why are you always in this situation?
Because I just have bad luck. I have bad luck with
men. I said, well, I always ask the next logical thing to me. What made you attracted to him? And they say, well, he was good with this, and he was kind, and he was sweet. No, give me a fucking break. You liked that ass. Maybe if you have some fucking standards, you could find somebody awesome. You know what I tell all these people that are having constant problems with dating pieces of shit? Say, hey, the next person you meet, the next fella that you decide to fucking spread your legs to, maybe you should meet him in church. Huh? Maybe pick a guy in your church. Maybe pick a guy at the public library. You know what I mean? Maybe go to some kind of support group or something. Meet a person who's actually fucking squared away. I'm serious. And this happens with guys too. I have a gay buddy of mine who's always getting fucking treated like trash by these other guys. At least he's honest about it. I ask him, I say, hey, what attracted you to him? Oh, he was gorgeous. Cool. Nice to see that you got for your fucking priorities in order. But here's a woman who didn't stand up for that shit. Good. I'm glad. Don't make excuses. Don't settle. If you never end up with anybody because your expectations are too high, then so be it. That means that you were too awesome for society. Have some fucking dignity and self-respect. You're more than a toy, man. Man charged with in-flight assault after attempted escape from gassy airline passenger. What? Please tell me someone farted and cleared out a plane. That's awesome. Packed together like festering sardines in a flying aluminum can. Every airline passenger in coach class dreams of escape. If only we could creep into the business class section, yeah. We'd spare ourselves the shrieks of unruly children, the faint smell of dysentery, the bags of hot, stale pretzel farts doled out to keep the cabin nourished just enough to prevent me from tearing my fucking ears out. But beyond the unspoken barrier of those giant, squishy seats that feel like they're filled with piss, and an attentive flight crew who has the brain power of amoebae, offering foot massages and filet mignon up at the front of the plane. I know what you guys do up there. Whether through, transcendental meditation or overpriced airline cocktails, most of us cope with the economy class by contemplating suicide. For one man, however, the stench was just a little bit too fucking thick. Overwhelmed by a nearby passenger's farts, Beacon stood up from his assigned seat in economy class about 2 hours into the 8-hour flight, according to an air marshal's affidavit, made his way to the front of the plane where he planted himself in an empty business seat, told one of the flight attendants to go fuck herself. I'm sitting here. I like you. A bit of a coup, yes? Anyway, flight attendant discovered this and approached Beacon, asking him to return to the economy class. No, he says. He reportedly offered to pay for his new cushier spot, but the flight attendant broke some unfortunate news. The opportunity to upgrade was long past, and Beacon had no choice but to return to Sir Farts-a-Lot. He had a less than civil response to the attendant, whom federal law enforcement dubbed P.E. to protect his privacy. Really? He totally missed out on the opportunity to call him P.U. Beacon began shouting vulgar language and spitting at P. I'm just going to say P.U. anyway. Fuck it. The spit landed on the face and body. Yeah, this guy started freaking out. Yeah, I wouldn't. Breathing in depressed couch farts for 8 hours, I'd probably freak out too. Once the pilot was apprised of the fracas, he diverted the plane back to Miami. I'm not shitting you. More than 4 hours after boarding, the flight arrived back and Beacon was hauled into state custody. Yeah, him. The unruly passenger is facing federal charges of assault within a territorial jurisdiction and interference with a flight crew. Yeah, it's a fucking potential felony. And Captain Farty was just sitting there munching on his goddamn Cheetos the whole time, just watching all this go down. Okay? There's a lesson to be learned here. If you're a bit flatulent, wear a cup or something. Have some kind of face covering or whatever. You don't want to get spittle on the face of the person that's about to fucking lose their shit and freak out. Do I blame him for that outburst? No, not really. But damn, you're doing this on a plane, man. Maybe you should be a little bit less reactionary. But then again, being in this pressurized sardine can going 500 miles an hour at 32,000 feet, riding in coach is kind of a pain in the fucking ass anyway. You know, a person can only take so much, right? Watch them farts. At least throw some potpourri in there, you know? Is there a way to make farts smell better? I don't know. Drink some fucking lemon pledge or something. This is from Narcity, El Paso. A woman stole $1,000 in raw beef at a Texas grocery store. They're calling her the fajita meat bandit. Yes, that's what I want to go to jail for. That's awesome. You got to go to jail with some kind of a nickname, some kind of a handle. Like the old mafia boys, you know, here, say, I'll get you, copper. Come over here. Me and Tommy the Fingers, you know, me and No Face McGee are going to show you who's boss. Say, come here. You need to have, you know, a criminal handle there. I like that. The fajita meat bandit. No one's going to fuck with you in the clink. I'm not reading that stupid shit. This is from UPI. Something to lift up the old heart balls. A 4-year-old boy becomes the youngest person ever to publish a book. How fucking awesome is that? Yeah, one of them stories. Let's get away from tragedy and Cheeto airplane farts for a second. A United Arab Emirates boy became the world's youngest person to publish a book at the age of 4 years and 218 days. Guinness World Records said Saeed Rashid Al-Mari. How come I can't read that shit, but I can read this? Saeed Rashid was 4 years, 218 days old when he published his book, The Elephant Saeed and the Bear. The record was verified when the book sold 1,000 copies. Apparently, he had to reach that benchmark. But look at this. His book is about kindness and friendship. Said he was inspired by his sister, who holds the Guinness World Records title for the youngest person to publish a bilingual book. Look at that. Isn't that cool? 4 years old, published a book. That's fucking awesome. By 4 years old, the only thing that most of us knew how to do was take a shit. And this kid's publishing books. That's amazing. You go, Saeed. Fucking A. I hope your book becomes a bestseller, man. That's awesome. Now back to the weird. This is CNBC.com. I gotta throw in some of that good stuff every once in a while. You know what I mean? Ramen for breakfast. Cup noodles, new flavor. Oh, here we go. Please don't tell me it's mammoth balls. Cup noodles, new flavor. Tastes like egg, sausage, and maple syrup pancakes. Really? Cup noodles? That sounds kind of gross. But, yeah, we'll see. Cup noodles has already cornered the lunch and dinner markets for people looking to dine on a dime and be awesome. Now it's setting its sights on breakfast. Oh, that just... Something sounds weird about that. The iconic ramen's brand latest product is its first designed for the most important meal of the day, says the guy who pretty much invented breakfast. Do you know why back in the day breakfast became breakfast? What it is, this most important meal of the day stuff? And I'm not joking. This was created by a religious fundamentalist scientist who wanted to try to get people to quit masturbating. I'm not joking. And then what happens? We eat breakfast while we masturbate. The iconic ramen's brand latest product is its first we masturbate with the sausage for the most important meal of the day. Well, fuck you. Cup noodles breakfast is a limited edition offering with bright, colorful packaging, advertising it being artificially flavored as maple syrup, pancakes, sausage, and egg. Fuck it. I'll give it a shot. Yeah. Limited edition flavor is an exclusive partnership with Walmart. And can be found in select stores as well as on the Walmart website. Each package, $1.18. So for $1.18, you never know. You might eat the best fucking shit in the world. It's not the first time the cup noodles has created a non-traditional flavor, in case you're wondering. In October 2021, remember this? They did a pumpkin spice version of its noodles. Yuck City. But yeah, I'll try a breakfast one. That's awesome. And it's cup noodles, you know? Not only is cup noodles awesome, but you don't get anything on your hands, leaving you completely free to masturbate. Anyway, guys, I'll catch you later. Thanks for listening. And to make sure you get one, asylum817.com. That's asylum817.com for all things no disclosure related. All the social media links are there, as well as a link to get to our Patreon account where you can get everything from bonus episodes, giveaways at certain tiers, all kinds of shit. Check it out. Shout out to the patrons, by the way. The Kunkel Homestead YouTube channel, Donald Haynes, David Peterson. I appreciate your patronage. I really, really do. Speaking of which, patrons, new giveaway coming really, really soon. That's all I'm going to tell you for now. I'm lining up something, okay? So if you want free shit, I just warned you about it. The patrons are about to get a giveaway. Jump on it. Jump on it. Oh, jump on it. Come on. You know you want to. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks to all the listeners. I appreciate you coming back every week. I'm amazed that this fucking show is still around. This goofy little weird news thing that we started with a $20 condenser microphone, a basement, and, you know, fucking Cuisinart for a mixer. I'm glad we're still here. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Really. I love you all. And be fancy. Whew. Cup noodles and masturbation. That's a fucking weekend.
Did you know it's the faceless media? No disclosure, business myths, confiscated evidence, no smoking gun, public has a right to...
Being a podcaster of multiple shows and being an avid listener as I am, I know the feeling of excitement when a new show is discovered that just knocks the socks off its own particular niche. True crime, strange places, unexplained happenings is a genre of podcast where one really needs to stick out. And this week's sponsor, The Conversation Cabin, does exactly that and then some. From the intro music, you know you're in for a ride. Very few podcasts make me smile within the first minute or two, and that is one hell of an achievement when podcasts of this style can become yawn fests with there being so much competition out there. The Conversation Cabin is a breath of fresh air, presenting everything like a thrilling audiobook. It grabs you from the moment you hit play. All the usual suspects are here: Ed Gein, the werewolf legends, the Greenbrier ghost, with more than a few surprises thrown in. This show tackles some cases I've never heard of, which is a treat. And the well-known cases are presented with such a unique and refreshing flavor that I feel like I'm hearing about them for the first time. The show can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, among many others. A link to The Conversation Cabin will be in this episode's description. Conversation Cabin. Check them out.